Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Isinulat ni Kirk Manas ang librong Juan Pinoy upang ipakilala sa kanyang dalawang anak ang kulturang Pilipino at mapunan ang kanyang disconnect sa sariling pinagmulan. Narito ang buong panayam sa Usapang Parental.
Juan Pinoy. Oh, salamat. Okay.
It was a small project of mine that I wanted to be involved in my children's life. Because my wife's grandparent, her grandfather was a writer. In Philippines, and he wrote a few books in Philippines, so she was really into the literature. So I told her I wanted to write a book, a children's book. She was really on board and helping me write, but I'm not very good expressing my thoughts onto paper, so she helped me a lot on that. Originally, the thought of it was to be for my children, not really to make any money. I just wanted to have my name there and have the book show to my children, like, look, Papa has written a book and we read it together. My girls love reading. We read every night because we feel that these kind of education is far more superior than actually watching television and whatnot. So
usually the mothers actually write books for their children. Let's talk about first, Kirk, about your story. What led you and your family to move to Australia?
We had a typical Filipino lifestyle where one parent lived overseas, one parent stayed home. And, you know, it's just the working life back in the 80s and 70s. I grew up with my grandparents, my cousins. It was very difficult at the time. My mom always used to tell me that when I was born, she was only with me for 8 months. And then my father took over because she had to go back. And to the point that when she came home, she got really upset because I didn't know who my mother was. I was only 3 or 4 years old. And that broke her heart. So she said, we can't live this lifestyle anymore. And they were looking at other countries that needed their professional work, I guess. So we were the first of our family to move to New Zealand. After a while, we lived in New Zealand. We decided to move to Australia afterwards in the early 2000s. And I continued my education here. I left Philippines when I was about 4 years old. So I don't really know much about the culture. My parents, they talked a bit about it, but not really in depth. The one rule that we had at home is that 9 hours in school for English, the rest at home, Tagalog only. I can speak Tagalog, but I'm a bit shy. I can't read or write Tagalog. I find it very difficult, especially reading. It takes me a while. But definitely not writing. Yeah, the inspiration for the book, as you questioned, was actually the identity of myself. I felt like a disconnection to our culture. And I thought to myself, is this going to be like with me and my children? Because I don't really know. So when we went back home to Philippines, just my wife and I at the time, we didn't have kids. My cousin decided to take us to those tours, and one of them was the Intramuros tour, and I was like, oh, what's that? And he goes, it's in the heart of Manila. I said, aren't we in Manila? Said, no, it's actually a really small area. And I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So I actually did the tour, and they took us to the national museums, and it inspired me about what I was missing in my life. I didn't know anything about Filipino culture. I didn't know anything about our values or traditions. We went to the events, but I didn't really understood why. Because after being away for so long, it was very unfamiliar for me. And when I visited those areas, something sparked that, oh, maybe this is what I was missing this whole entire time. When I went to school and had a very difficult time engaging other Filipino children, because they were straight from Philippines. Well, I was raised here. Really, no clue.
Yeah,
and I felt disconnected. So I said, "Well, I want to create something meaningful to myself, and I want my children to have that connection to back home as well." So they're quite excited. My daughter was asking, "What is a Filipino?" You know, she didn't even know what it was. And when I spoke our language, she said that I talk funny. But she understands a few words now. And my wife, she understands Tagalog, but she doesn't speak Tagalog. So I'm trying to, as best as I can, to introduce our culture as much as possible.
Let's talk about the title of the book. So Juan Pinoy, right? Juan Pinoy.
Yes, I have many friends that's named Juan. I didn't know, I always thought their name would be JP or JB, but actually it's Juan Benedicto or Juan Paul. I didn't know that's what it meant. But when they told me the names of Juan, obviously it's a play on word for one, I decided to name it Juan Pinoy as the individual as one. I felt that as growing up, that's what myself was. I knew I was Filipino, but not really sure what. So the culture brings out just the one Filipinos because we're all the same. Inside of us, the culture is the one. So that's hence why the name was Juan Pinoy.
How did you make the book relatable as well to the kids? And can you tell me a little something about the book? What can we see in the book?
I talk about the fiestas, our national heroes. Myself, I didn't know until I had to read up on it. It was quite surprising that we had a lot of national heroes, especially Jose Rizal. I had a fun time learning about our national heroes and what our country went through. I read the book because my like I said, my children love reading the book, so I wanted something engaging and something at their level, a lot more visual and filled with curiosity. So I wanted, when you flip the pages, it's something that you recognize and that you have a discussion with your child, and that's the whole purpose of the book. I wanted the words to rhyme because children find it much more fascinating when it's rhyming, and it can't be long stories; it has to be short. Information, and the books show a lot of the visual aspects of our culture. In the provinces, they had photos of them living in Bahikubot, and I said, oh, never realized what that was. And that's how I kind of like designed the book towards of what real Filipino culture is. A lot of the community-based, and it's to focus on those everyday moments in life in Philippines that really nice aspects of what our culture is. None of the big buildings and television, like you have to take a step back and actually have a look at the surroundings to see the beauty of what Philippines really is, and especially the food and cultural family. Yes, how I related to our children, and I compare it versus to the Western life that we live here, where everyone's quite distant, we travel far, but in my family, I want my children to be close to their cousins, their grandparents, and that's what the whole book's about.
How do you think, Kirk, this book will help children of, you know, Filipino heritage feel more connected to their roots while also, you know, navigating a life or Western life?
I'm hoping that the book actually engages in meaningful conversation. I find that having that quiet time reading a book together bonds you and your child together, which gains a lot of trust. And they take more information personally when it's that bond created. And when you talk about your culture, you talk about your experiences, they connect with you quite well with it. They understand what the culture is. So when I speak to my daughter, Maya, I talk about home and what we do, and she's like, she starts to become very curious on why we do things that way, or why is it that way? And there's a lot of whys, yeah. So having those conversations per page and just having a look on the type of food that's there or why we do fiestas, you can kind of explain the culture quite well, let their imaginations run wild. And they will understand that far better when you're actually sitting down, reading them together, rather than having noise around. You really want them to question, and that's what you want. And that's what I want to bring out with this book, is to question the conversations and the topics and the why and what.
Is it difficult to create a book?
For myself, it was quite difficult. For my wife, because she's read so many books in her lifetime, it was easy for her to construct what I wanted to say. Having the idea is the hardest part, but the idea wasn't as hard for me as the inspiration was for my two children.
Is there a specific message, Kirk, or lesson you hope children and, you know, even parents will take away from the book?
My wife and I always talked about reading reading to your children. Reading for kids is one of the most powerful things you can do. It's not about just teaching them to read, but it's to spark imagination, building vocabulary, creating moments. And that's something that television, YouTube, the phone gadgets can't provide, because it's a natural thing. When you read together, you can both, or you reflect together. And when you're reflecting, you're reading a book that's about your culture, you reflect together. So they grow with you. And that's something that I guess no one can teach unless you're with your child. And that's a value that they will get stored in the core memory. When they get older, they realize, my parents did that to me. I want to do that with my children. And that's how we move our traditions forward. And it's very important that making that time and effort makes a big difference growing up. And it gives you that emotional connection, that's just a bond that you and your children have, and no one else can replicate it, because you have to put the time and effort in.
Nowadays, you know, with the abundance of, you know, tech gadgets, YouTube, you mentioned, social media, TV, some parents then forgetting the importance of reading stories to their children. So we've talked about why it's important. You've mentioned why it's important. But what advice, naman, o payo, can you give to parents about this?
Look, screen time is okay. You need a break. It's understandable. There's a difference between spending time and time together. And the spending time is what really counts the most. You can sit in the room with them, but if you're not interacting, it's not really spending time. And reading books together is spending time. And that's the most important message I can give. I don't just read what it says. I act out the tone.
Wow.
So if you're reading the Gruffalo, so when they say, what's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo. So you have to enunciate it. And you have to get them involved in the story. Sometimes we don't actually read books. My daughter will ask, could you just tell me a story? And I said, what kind of story would you like? And she goes, I want a story that we went to the beach. So I tell her a story that she remembers. And instead of you telling her the story, you let her take command. Well, yes, we went to the beach, but what did we do? Who was there? So they interact with you. And you know that they're engaging. And that's the quality time spent there. Time for stories is time for reading books. Actually, just being present, the best thing they can never ask for.
Kirk, thank you very much for sharing your story to us here on SBS Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.